Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
We've spent the last few weeks talking about establishing credit, the difference between credit reports and credit scores, the importance of credit. I gotta say, this stuff can feel a little overwhelming and a lot like just words.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Ashley. Increasing your financial literacy isn't always as thrilling as riding an amazing roller coaster. In fact, sometimes it might feel like waiting in line for that roller coaster. But that's the point. You can't enjoy the benefits of financial literacy without the work leading up to it.
Even Daniel LaRusso, the Karate Kid, had to paint the fence, sand the deck, and wax the car before he could start his training. Learning proper credit techniques will not only get you into the proverbial ring, they'll also help you win the tournament.
And while we ponder whether or not that reference means anything to you, we'll go ahead and extend the metaphor by saying that winning the tournament might mean buying your own house. All of this learn how to be good with credit stuff will only make it easier to accomplish that goal, and will save you money in the long run. We're going to spend the next several weeks discussing home buying.
Home ownership isn't for everyone. While buying a house is generally a good long-term investment, you could actually lose money if you don't plan on staying in it for at least 5 years. Plus maintenance, taxes, insurance, it may make home ownership a little less desirable than renting.
But buying a home has plenty of financial upsides too. When you pay your mortgage payment, part of that money goes into principal, the amount of money you agreed to pay for the house, which means that you're building equity, or the value of ownership in a property, which is an asset, something that's yours and that's worth money. Part of that mortgage payment goes to the interest on the loan, and guess what? That money is tax deductible. When you pay your rent, you're neither working towards owning something, nor are you getting sizable tax deductions.
So let's say you've done the planning, you've discovered that you'll likely be in one place for a number of years, that you're ready to take the responsibility of owning your own home, and that you've established and maintained credit. Now what?
Well, before you start going to open houses, you still have financial planning to do. You need to make sure you have enough for a down payment.
In general, the more you have as a down payment, the more money you save. The standard for years and years was 20% down payment. That means if you're buying a $100,000 house, you'd need $20,000 at the time of purchase.
Now, a 20% down payment typically means you won't have to pay private mortgage insurance, or PMI. PMI is money paid to your lender to ensure that if you somehow end up not being able to pay your mortgage, the bank won't take a loss on a foreclosure and sale of the property. Rates for that vary, but it's generally around $55 a month per $100,000 borrowed. This can be higher if your credit score is bad as well.
If you don't have 20%, shoot for 10%. Or keep saving until you do. Some programs will let you go as low as a 3% down payment, but remember, the less you pay up front, the more you pay interest on. Let's back up. As we discussed before, you need to figure out how much you can afford to pay. Remember that housing crisis from a few years ago? Not only did the banks not look very closely at what we will call debt capacity, but neither did the consumers.
If your family pulls in, say, $6,000 a month, you don't want your mortgage payment to be more than $2,400 a month. That's 40% of your debt capacity. And that assumes you have no other debt, which is probably not the case. You have to add all your debt together to see what you can reasonably afford. That includes mortgage, credit cards, student loans. You get the idea.
Check locally for special programs that can offer down payment help, reduced requirements, and other great resources. Housing and Neighborhood Development, for example, is a great local resource. Visit bloomington.in.gov/hand for more details.
Now, once you have your plan, you know your debt capacity, and have your down payment, and hopefully more saved, it's still not open house time. It's pre-qualifying time.
That means it's time for you to shop around for mortgages. Try your own bank, try a mortgage broker, try other banks. Read the fine print and find the absolute best deal on a mortgage. They'll work with you and tell you how much total they can lend you and at what rate.
They'll give you a letter that says you're pre-qualified. So when it's time to start looking around, you and the people you're working with know that you're good for the money.
Your plan will help you narrow down what's in your price range. Putting limits on your buying actually makes buying easier.
Now we'll be back next week to talk about the fun part, house shopping.
And the still not that fun part, more costs. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Libraries. It's your Money Project. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Libraries. It's your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.